Today, visiting with Mayor Eli Steins, Boone Mayor. Mayor, good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Here we are, almost through another whole month.
Yep.
You started out with all kinds of things going on, busy week, and a lot different weather.
Yeah, it's very, very hot.
We'll make it. We'll get through all of it. Let's talk about the Boone City Council meeting. Council did meet last night. I'm going to say probably outside of the longest part of the whole meeting was your proclamation.
Yes, it was a very short meeting, probably the shortest meeting I've been at, 15 minutes. And roughly a third of that was the proclamation that I read celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States Post Office.
So we did that. Proclamation's been approved, and away it goes. Obviously, one of the big things last night was waiting. And again, we knew that the DOT had done the bids for the Hancock Drive extension project. And you got to be pretty impressed with the bids that were received. I mean,
yes,
10
that was
of them
fantastic.
All under the estimate.
Yes, so $1 million under estimate on that Hancock Drive extension. Of course, the state of Iowa, the RISE grant pays for 80% of that. And so that'll be a big savings to the taxpayers of Boone.
And cuts way down. And then the portion, you have to pay.
Yep, much
less.
A
lot less there. And again, I mean, having that many contractors, that's pretty
good. When you get a lot of bids in, you know, you can kind of sense you're going to get a good one out of the bunch. A lot of people bidding for the job. And that's kind of what we ran into with the Headworks project on the opposite end of things. We only got one bid, and there were other big projects going on, and that just kind of dispersed the pool.
Yeah, but the second time around, you did a lot better.
So
same thing.
Patience is a virtue, and patience is often helpful to get a better price out of things.
So on this, the bottom line is right now, DOT is involved with it because of the RISE grant.
Yep.
And once it gets back to the council, we'll approve the contract. I'm guessing you want to get started probably here within the month.
Yeah, they want to get that roadbed laid down before the end of the year and let it settle over the wintertime and then come back and do the paving next year.
Now, do you know, will there be some of the other infrastructure in there, water lines, sewer lines, anything like that that needs to be done?
I don't know the specifics on that.
Okay. Not yet.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
will find out
yep.
when we
we'll
get
go through utility committee and things like that.
And for people that are wondering, yes, it does mean turning lanes down there.
Yes.
And
a stoplight.
Traffic lights.
Yep.
So it's pretty extensive.
Some traffic control. Help with all the traffic from the school and from the Daisy facility.
So last week we did have the DOT's public hearing or public open house.
Kind of an open house type of thing. I wasn't able to make it. But they are looking at putting those two roundabouts, one at Corporal Snedden and one at Southeast Marshall, right?
Yep, Southeast Southeast Marshall, Crown Flair Drive. And they'll have those two in there. Again, for those that went, it was an open house. I know some people were disappointed it wasn't like a forum.
Right.
But again, this they had already pretty much determined they were doing this. Now, this is just more detailed information.
That's exactly right.
So we'll see how it goes forward. Again, final plans will still be coming out on all of that.
But
made it through all of that.
They will be moving forward with it, yes.
I think one that I think is interesting, and I think it's just because of the work that's already been done in the area, but Kroc Plumbing and Heating had already gone to the Economic Development Committee. They did recommend going forward with the BDIF project. And again, I keep telling people, no, we're not giving money. The city doesn't give them money. They reimburse them for dollars.
Reimburse them for expenses. Yeah, the BDIF program is something that's available to all of the business owners or the building owners in the downtown commercial district. And we're always looking for applicants for that to improve the facades. And this one was on the parking lot. And you can really see the transformational nature of the project going from that walled off area that didn't look so inviting to this nice, beautiful open parking lot.
And the backside of the building is where the dollars are going to be spent here, about $160,000 or so. That's going to make that really will like open up that whole space.
It is,
and we're talking basically because of the Veterans Center is going to be in that area too.
Yeah, so there's a lot of investment going on in that area, and it's making it look really nice.
It's it'll be interesting to see, and I'm told this is only the first part of what they want to do with
their
plans. Building.
So. They have interior plans as well.
Yeah.
So
once again, that's something that and the reason that we've got an agreement that got approved last night is because the council has done and set up a new development agreement structure for BDIF projects. So
that's
it's
right.
not just real quick, but it requires council approval.
It does. A lot of that is just to protect the finances. If you have a building owner who makes these improvements and then jettisons a building and sort of leaves it, we want to make sure that it's going to building owners that are going to be there and establish their businesses for the long term.
Well, one of the other things that came up, and I know that this is something that had been a goal of the council, giving more money to the Park Commission to do some stump removal.
Stump removal.
So Mike Cornelis did give you the some of the information on that, and they've already started.
Speaking of favorable bids, they got a very good bid on the stump removal, and so they're moving forward with removing all of the stumps in the parking right-of-way.
356.
Yep. So that includes all of the stumps in the public right-of-way and then some stumps in the cemetery and the parks as well. And so they'll continue to move forward on the cemetery and parks one after that. Those ones, you know, they're not right out in front of everyone. They're not sort of in a day-to-day travel, but they need to be removed as well. And so we're really, really happy to see that going forward as aggressively as possible. And, you know, after that, when they are finished, they'll purchase a stump grinder so that when we do a city cut tree, they can grind the stump out of it right away so we don't generate this backlog.
I know when you guys were doing your goal setting, that was one of the things, and it was, you know, well, what's it going to cost? And
we had never done this type of project before, so it was really hard to know.
So council pretty much said, well, if we don't get it all this year, we'll do more next year.
Yep.
I mean, basically, it's we'll do it until it's done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We need to clear out this backlog of stumps so that we can, moving forward, just take them out as the trees go. And we can get some new trees planted. The stump is there. You can't plant a new tree.
And once again, the city has gone back to allowing tree planting in the parking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appropriate trees,
size, type, things like that. So there's a form on the city website you can fill out to get approved to plant a tree in the public right away. Encourage folks to do that. Plant a tree at the appropriate time.
call 811.
All of that stuff. Follow the steps. But we want to see some new trees planted to refresh our canopy.
Yep. So again, that's just one. Now, the other thing he did mention was he will be doing his bids for the hazardous. And
hazard
this is another thing that constantly, there's a line item for hazardous trees.
Hazard trees.
I think the big issue he's had is used to be able to get 18, 19 trees now. Now it's about a dozen.
Yeah, so it's very expensive to cut down trees. Prices continue to increase. There are a lot of trees that need to come down each year because they're so old. So he really, Mike Cornelis, the park director, really prioritizes which trees absolutely need to come down right now. And which trees can wait a year. He doesn't like to take down trees that can go a couple more years because we want to preserve that canopy. So he does a very thorough investigation of all of those trees. When I talk to him about it, it's really quite fascinating how much time and effort he puts into the entire stock. When I talk to him about a tree, he knows exactly which one I'm talking about.
Yes, it does. And I know one of the issues they have is the Park Commission, kind of like council members, every once in a while you get somebody, I want this done,
right,
and move it up early. And
yes.
But part of his is he's got to look at and
finances and what's the danger of the tree and things of that nature. You know, sometimes we get trees that are like messy or something like that. We can't take it down just because it's produces litter and things like that. But people have contacted me and I've forwarded those on to him and he's said, yep, this is the deal with this tree. This is the timeline. So I let them know and they're usually pretty satisfied with what the plan is, essentially.
Public Works, I know Wayland didn't have a lot on there. Most of it is hauling things, getting ready for Puffer.
Preparing for Puffer Billy Days. Yeah, a lot of benches and barricades and all that good stuff need to be ready for the parade and all of the festivities.
Get all of that done. They've got a few things that they are still working on, some stormwater repair work and things like that
on South Marshall. Yep.
So people, you know the area we're talking about there. So.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of work being done on the stormwater down there.
And again, it all of a sudden showed up.
Yep.
You have to take care of it too. Some of the other things that we know, obviously I want to go back, but that first week we had Super Nationals going and few odds and ends of things, but I think at least from a report from the police department and everything else, for as many people as we had in town,
things went smoothly.
Pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the police department is, you know, looking at finalizing that hire for a new police officer to increase themselves to full force. We've got some injuries and things of that nature. So they are a little bit short staffed. So I thank the chief who's been out on patrol. So if you do see him out on patrol, make sure to thank him for being out there with all the other officers supporting them. But yeah,
and one of the things you did do last night was compliment them for their action yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. When they had the incident at the school, they acted swiftly and they got information out as fast as possible. And we worked really closely with the school district to get that done and make sure everybody knew what was going on.
We did have, again, some of the other things that came up. I know with Puffer Billy coming up, but we did have comments about RVTV, about the number of people that were...
So Councilman Mormon gave a report when he spoke with the folks from WHO Channel 13 that they were very impressed with the level of turnout, what we had to offer them and RVTV when they came. They said it was one of the better ones that they've been to in quite a long time. So that's a nice compliment. And in particular, they really complimented the cheer squad that came in at the beginning. They said that they had never seen that before. And so that was a nice little opener for the whole thing. But I was down there. Everybody's having a good time riding the rides. And
well, the weather was like very good.
Yes. Yeah, we couldn't have picked a better day.
We didn't
day
have
for
our
it.
90.
So. No. We couldn't have picked a better day for it. That's for sure.
Turned out pretty well. A couple other things that came up for the council last night. We do have, and you have retained the services of Tomatich Engineering.
Yes.
To help, yes, folks, there will be a plan to
reconstruct the stage at the green space. And Tomatich Engineering is going to be, you know, designing that and putting all the plans together.
So, and again, they did... It was a little under $5,000, but
$4,000 some change, and then some
costs, site visits,
cost for site visits, which probably shouldn't be extensive. So. And it was under the SEH engineering bid of $10,000.
Well, so people are going, well, when's it going to be? Probably by spring.
Yeah, that's one of those things it'll work itself out over time.
We'll get the,
speaking of constructing things, we have an arch agreement with the downtown.
That's
Boone
what
Board.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Working on some finalized details over the weekend, and you know that will be forwarded to the downtown Boone Board as soon as possible for their approval, and it'll come back to the city for city council approval and approval of the designs, and then after that's done, construction can begin. So it won't be Puffer Billy Days weekend, but we'll try to get it in, you know, as soon as possible because costs do increase October 15th for the concrete.
So one of the things people are going to go, well, what was the delay? Part of it was who is responsible for what?
Right.
What
they had
point?
To secure a general contractor to be on the contract for liability purpose and things of that nature. And so, you know, just take some back and forth and working through things and worked really well with Director Stecker and the president of their board, Tom Blanford, over the weekend to get this done.
We have a contractor stepped up. Graybaugh?
Graybaugh Construction is going to take the lead on it. So.
They'll be doing that, and we'll. I know everybody thought. Well, I thought everything was worked out. Well, right. You got the little things that show up, and then you got a public document you got to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And both boards have to approve, and
so we'll go through that whole thing. But it'll be happening.
Yep.
It is not going away.
Nope.
It will be happening. So, yeah. So a lot of it is just a matter of getting things clarified and getting both sides together to work it out. So, and Andrea, and you working with Holly and Tom and.
Yep.
We got results.
Yep, absolutely.
Slow but sure. Some of the other things as we go forward here, as we get ready to wrap up, you know, the month of September anyway. But we do have a couple of odds and ends of things that are going to be happening. I think the construction, residential construction and things like that, I don't know. We didn't get much of an update from the building official, but I'm thinking they're still pretty busy with a lot of inspections going on.
Yes, Dave Hayes has been doing a lot of inspections. And, you know, as soon as those, all the units that are coming on need their certificate of occupancy and things like that, he'll be doing inspections for those for the two large developments that are happening now, Oak Park and Kate's Landing. And there will be more coming in the future as well for residential development.
So, and that's another question I was going to ask. You are not as involved probably with it right away. You know what's happening, but we have Andrea Almquist and some of the economic development people. are busy talking with developers.
They talk with developers and they see what are your needs, what are you trying to build, where would you like to build it, and all that stuff, and put together some, you know, ideas at first to say, is this in the general realm of what we want to see? They say yes, no, and then go back and forth, and it's a whole long process from beginning to end.
At the same time, there are also, you have people that are trying to work with Boone Economic Growth Corporation. We got to find some property for some industrial expansion.
Yes, industrial property is going to be very important to acquire so that when there are prospects for industrial growth and development and a certain business says they want to move here, they're able to move forward with that without a long protracted property acquisition phase.
We do like the fact that our site to the north had all been acquired. Again,
yes.
AgCertain, again, for folks that don't know, they did pick up a chunk and they have some friends that are looking to be here.
That's exactly right. So they're really a magnet for that type of growth out there that's really beneficial to our industrial sector.
So that kind of filled up all your space in a hurry, didn't it?
It's a good problem to have.
It is. Yeah. And some of your residential, too.
Yeah.
So I know that's another thing that you have specific areas where you were looking at residential growth.
Yep.
So Oak Park is one of the single family ones, and I know you're looking at more for that. So for people
absolutely.
That wonder, yes.
Yep, absolutely.
And just keep looking and see what we can come up with. Otherwise, we do have not much else happening. Council committee meetings coming up, utility committee.
Yep.
They did not meet yesterday, but public
safety.
Give
them a little bit of break.
Yeah.
Public safety will have some items. We had Speak of South Marshall request for some deer crossing signs on South Marshall, so they'll take a look at that. Most likely approve. It's a very deer heavy area. And we had a report from a recreation director, Nate Osmondson, who started pickleball clinic today, I believe.
So. And, for those that want to learn.
Yep. And I'm sure he'll do it again. He'll have another fishing expedition out at Frog Pond on September 27th. And he's been really helpful on all of these big events as a go-between between the Chamber and CVB when they do like an RVTV or Pumper Billy Days. And so he's behind the scenes helping plan all of that stuff out as well.
Do a lot of the logistical part of
absolutely.
It, too. So. All of that will be happening, and I was going to say that that we do have, I know you mentioned you had some people that had some concerns about different things that brought to you, and you passed it on to Public Works, and they got things taken care of.
Yeah, lightning speed, and you can't believe the gratitude that the citizen came forward with right when that was done, and they were just very pleased to help somebody.
On the four Public Works, by the way, they're still looking to get in their single red lights for flashing lights downtown. Those are still going to be changed out. So.
Yes. Things take longer than you hope that they do, but especially when you have to acquire materials for it.
Well, nobody came up and raised any questions about alley vacations or anything else.
No, the alley vacation will not go forward. The business owners have decided on a different model to plan out for the type of restaurant that they'll run.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll wait on more details for that. So there's no chance of that being a sit-down restaurant and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. One thing we do know is that they did, and this was at the last council meeting, that you did authorize the reimbursement through the state grant because they had met all of the requirements to that point, the dollars that they had spent and submitted all of that information.
Yeah, we have a federal community development block grant for our wastewater. I think it's a wastewater one that requires very specific items to be in place. One of them is electronic access to payroll records.
Okay, things like that.
Yeah.
It's the water one.
Oh, yeah, It's the tank.
The big
storage
reservoir.
Tank. Storage tank. We have one forthcoming for the
water. There will be another one, out there, too. We got to get the first one done first. Rex, next up is going to be October meeting on the 6th, right?
Yes.
Next regular meeting.
So as far as council meetings go, we are done for September, and we'll be back in October.
Deadline for candidates to get their paperwork submitted will be on Thursday.
Yep. I believe it's on Thursday, and then all the media outlets will, and I believe Boone County Elections will report out who's filed for what, school board, and all the city positions.
And you do have three park commission seats.
And, yes, park commission, yep.
As forgot well. About those, too. Thanks
so
for
if
taking
you want to do some service, yep, that's the way to do it.
There we go. Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Thanks for having me.